This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 18th, 2020. We're in hour two of the broadcast. Just got a couple of things I want to run down. Then we're going to be taking phone calls. Breitbart ran a story. A U.S. Army email inviting employees to listening sessions on race and diversity referred to an attachment to the email which contained a graphic that said the phrase, "Make America Great Again," is evidence of white supremacy, according to a copy of the email obtained by Breitbart News. Now, you ain't heard nothing yet. With all this insanity going on with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, the Army's worried about, well, white supremacists. I guess all the white supremacists supposedly in the military. Well, no, according to Congress, they're all out here in the society. The email sent on July 6, 2020 from the Army Missile and Aviation Center's Equal Employment Opportunity Manager, Cheney P. Pickard, to employees at the center of the Redstone Arsenal Army Base in Alabama, invited employees to attend and said, see attached timeline for specific times to the listening session. Now, I'm, for the sake of time, I'm just going to read, there's five articles here, and then we're going to get to the list. There's five articles: America's on Fire, Brian Stevenson's and the frustration behind the George Floyd protest, Your Black Colleagues May Look Like They're Okay, Chances Are They're Not, U.S. businesses must take meaningful action against racism, five practices and three myths that fuel inequality. Now, here is the list of blatant white supremacy. These are the full list of covert white supremacy behaviors which are labeled racist. Okay, this is, you're dirty, rotten racist if you take part of any of this, according to now the U.S. Army. Calling the police on black people. That's racist, okay? Well, you know, they've got the bill in somewhere in California about that. White silence. That's racist. Color blindness. White parents self-segregating neighborhoods and schools. That's white supremacy. Eurocentric curriculums. White savior complex. Spiritual bypassing. Education funding from property taxes. That's racist now. That's white supremacy. Funding your education in your neighborhood through the property tax. Discriminatory lending. Mass incarceration. Respectability politics, whatever that is. Tone policing. Racist mascots. Not believing experiencing of black indigenous people of color. Make America Great Again. Blaming the victim. Hiring discrimination. Saying you don't sound black. Don't blame me, I never owned slaves. That's white supremacy. If you say, don't blame me, I never owned slaves, well, you have to be blamed, obviously. Who else can we blame? Bootstrap theory, which is, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps. School to prison pipeline. Police murdering black indigenous people of color. Higher infant and maternal mortality rates for blacks and people of color. All lives matter is white supremacy. I mean, the levels of insanity, people, that we're delving into is quite mind-boggling. Black or indigenous people Halloween costumes. Denial of white privilege. If you deny that you have white privilege, well, you're a white supremacist. Treating kids of color as adults. Inequitable health care. Not challenging a racist joke, cultural appropriations, anti-immigration policy. So if you oppose the country allowing in masses of people from other countries, that's evidence that you're a white supremacist. Denial of racism, tokenism, English-only initiatives. If you think the country should only speak the language that it was founded on, well, by golly, that's white supremacist. Exceptionalism. Fearing people of color is white supremacy. Police brutality. I'm going to skip through some of this for the sake of time. Celebrating Columbus Day, white supremacy. Claiming reverse racism. I mean, this thing's got it all. It covers it all. Expecting black and people of color to teach white people about racism. That's white supremacy. Believing that we are post-racial, like we've done enough. Believing that, you're right. Now, again, I'm reading from an email that the Army sent out for diversity training for people in the Army. But we're one big human family. There's only one human race. That's unacceptable. Housing discrimination. So I wanted to get that in because it's so incredible. I'm afraid no one else would maybe be aware of that story. But that's where we're going. That is where we're going. That is the direction. I mean, obviously, that's the direction we're taking. Now, someone sent me I wanted to say this. I've got the story. Joe Biden's radical proposal for the Democrat Party platform for 2020 seeks to put an end to America's suburban communities by forcing low-income housing into every neighborhood and flooding every community with immigrants, legal and otherwise. What that is Joe Biden has resurrected the platform that Barry Satoro, Barack Obama, had started, where he was going to try to force Section 8 housing in upper middle class neighborhoods throughout the country, kind of putting an end to suburbia, which is where was created by white flight out of the cities. And that is the, so I'm not going to probably have time to go into that story today. We'll see. I'm going to open up the phone lines, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in about this or other topics, people really respond in email about the, you guys are the guest, second hour, you guys are the guest to hear what you've got to say. But someone sent me a clip. This is called Dan Dix. And this rant that this gentleman is on, he is dressed up as the Joker. And I don't know anything about it other than it was sent to me. And this gentleman's name is Dan Dix. And he does a video dressed up. And I just wanted to say, that so that when you hear this, you know this guy's in complete Joker uniform. So we're going to go ahead and play audio 3, and then as soon as this is concluded, we'll take your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to join in. Ken, play audio clip number 3. It's 0 to 255.
It's just a mask, you guys. Don't be a jerk. It's for the greater good. It's just a vaccine, you guys. Don't be a jerk. It's for the greater good. In 4 months, the U.S. was transformed into an obedient socialist country. Government dictated what events are acceptable to attend. Violent protests that instill fear are okay. But church services, family funerals, and patriotic celebrations are dangerous. And you bought it without a fight. Standing in a graduation line is a safety hazard. Small businesses were forced to close, but crowds to support the corporate money machine at Walmart, Lowe's, and Home Depot are okay. Come on! It's just a mask and safety precautions. How about a little hush money? Here's $2,400 that we stole out of your paycheck in the first place. Enjoy. Buy something with it from a big corporation. Cash is dirty. We can't give change. There's a coin shortage. Use your card. In 4 months, they convince you to use a traceable card for everything. In less than 4 months, government closed public schools, then restructured education under the guise of public safety. In less than 4 months, our government demonstrated how easily people assimilate to guidelines that have no scientific premise whatsoever when you are fearful. In less than 4 months, Our government successfully instilled fear in a majority of the population in America that allows them to control every aspect of your life, including what you eat, where you go, who you see, and your toilet paper. And the most dangerous and terrifying part, people are not afraid of the government who removed their freedom. They're afraid of their neighbors, family, and friends. And they hate those that won't comply. It's absolutely terrifying to me that so many people don't question authority. They are willing to surrender their critical thinking skills and independence. They just gave up without thinking, without a fight. Do you know what's coming next? It's just a vaccine. Come on, it's for the greater good. Wait until you're told that you can't enter any store or business without proof of the COVID-19 vaccine. Wait until you can't go to public events or get on a plane without proof receiving the vaccine. Don't think it's possible? Well, you already allowed the government to say when you can go outside, where you're allowed to go, and accepted a new, unproven digital education for your kids in the last 100 days. You followed blindly because you were told to do so. You're kidding yourself. Mass behavior won't be repeated with a vaccine or whatever the next step is. I don't follow politics. I don't care about that stuff. I don't think about it.
All right, there you have it. Someone sent me that video. I thought it was really interesting to watch and think about it from that perspective, because it's exactly what we've saw. We have saw a radical transformation in this country in the last 4 months with the coronavirus, which I'm going to come back to here in just a moment, but I'm going to go ahead and get this in. We're going to take phone calls for the rest of the broadcast if you want to call in, 1-800-313-9443. But I'm back to Joe Biden's radical proposal for the Democrat Party platform, a proposal known as the Biden-Sanders Unity Task Force recommendations would provide instant amnesty and a pathway to U.S. citizenship for 22 million illegal aliens now living in the nation. Astoundingly, it would also give legal status, wait for it, to all the world's refugees, regardless of the legitimacy of their claim to status. Now, again, this is a Breitbart news story, so I'm going to say it again. Astoundingly, it would also give legal status to all the world's refugees, regardless of the legitimacy of their claim to the status. So, nobody talking about this. Breitbart covered the story. I mean, you could talk about radical fundamental changes if Joe Biden was to implement that. Well, by golly, we're here. So, We got a full stack now. We're going to go to the phones. We got Daryl in Canada, David in Boston, Tony in Chicago, Art in Georgia, and Jay in Florida coming up. Daryl, how you doing today? And thank you for calling, sir.
Well, thank you, and thanks for playing that clip of me. I'm quite honored from last week. You know, I think your show should be 4 hours, 2 hours on your stories. You do them so well. Nobody does them like you in 2 hours for calls, but I'm not running your show, your station. It's ironic that Rhode Island talks about reparations when they have the oldest synagogue in the Americas, 300 years or so, from Aaron Lopez, the most famous Jewish transporter of slaves. So I found that very ironic. And plus, if there was reparations, how long? What is the over-under? About 3.5 or 4 years? I don't know, about $151 million, but something reasonable, if it ever was, if you want to call anything reasonable there. The blacks would be, within 2 to 5 years, they'd be back, back in the same situation again. I mean, I've never heard never seen a group of people that have been so ungrateful in their lives. I mean, in the Western world, you got slavery, 90 to 95% of blacks right now, and living in the United States, would not be here. If it wasn't for slavery, sure, it was a little bit of a roundabout, tough way for their ancestors. But, man, if I was a black, I'd be saying, boy, I thank you, Tyrone, for taking all those whips and everything. But, boy, am I ever in a better place for this. I mean, and they talk about institutional racism. Well, it's institutional bias for blacks. I mean, their IQ is average 85 compared to 100 for whites. And, by the way, people looking at IQs and 105 for Asians, you don't look at it percentage-wise. Every 20 points in an IQ is worth 100%. So in other words, if you have an 85 IQ and somebody says 100, you're 75% higher than them. Asians, 105. Asians, the average Asian is twice as smart as blacks. Yet, and if this was applied to, let's say, Ivy League, they'd probably be make a 0.5% instead of 10 or 15, and really high, or Stanford, let's say, Michigan, Ohio State, Tulane, the second tier, let's say, they might be 1% instead of 10 or 15. Then you go down to maybe Minnesota, Iowa State, I don't know, Kentucky, they'd be 2 or 3%, yet they make up 10 or 15%. That's real institutional racism. It's just unbelievable. The average score of a – this was like 30 years ago. I can't speak for now. But the average score for a black kid in school from 1 to 12 was 45%. In other words, 45%, 55% of blacks should fail. Only 1 to 2% actually fail their grades because it's called social engineering. We don't want to hurt their self-esteem. Again, that's like, you know, black privilege. If there's not anything called black privilege, I mean, that's it. The jobs that they get, the great jobs that they get in post offices, these are all racial set-asides. In all the, you know, the federal government, these are great jobs with benefits and even pensions afterwards. I mean, this is the list goes on, yet they are somehow the ones that are, the victims here. It's like a clown world, Farron. I can go on and on. And Biden, how about Biden? Yeah, Biden, I was thinking about that story. He's going to put that Section 8 housing on steroids, what he's going to do with in these neighborhoods. And you got to remember, the only thing keeping the Chicagos of this world, the South Side of Chicagos of this world, into penetrating in the white neighborhoods is geography. Just wait for that geography to change, and they won't be talking about all these white deaths so much anymore.
Wow. I mean, that's true. And, you know, that story, which Breitbart run, and I'm going to read it again, astoundingly, it would also give legal status to all the world's refugees, regardless of the legitimacy of their claim to the status. So what we're talking about here under Biden, Daryl, is the caravans. When the caravans start coming, I guess we'll send our military down there to escort them, and, you know, we'll knock down any barriers, and we'll just, hey, come on in. You know, this is a recipe for complete and utter destruction. I mean, the hypocrisy of this whole system in America is ridiculous, because blacks have a unlevel playing field. They have benefits with regards to scholarships, job hiring, college admissions, and yet my argument, and, you know, I hate it's this way. It's not that I prefer it's this way, but it don't matter what we give. It's never going to be enough. It's never, ever going to be enough, because as long as you've got a media, and we know who owns the media, fanning the flames. I mean, I stand astounded. Like I say, Thursday night on NBC Nightly News, not only does the commercial for the news they play before the news come on have George Floyd's mural and, you know, going back to showing the riots, they managed during the news to get back the knee on his neck just to infuriate and continue, it's obvious to me, to continue fanning the flames of racial divide, riots, and protests. They want to keep this thing going all the way, I'm sure, to the election. So it is really incredible. Let me get this opinion from you. I mean, you said last week, I think it was Thursday or something, you were talking about reparations were coming. And now Asheville, Rhode Island, even though it's not direct payouts, what this does is this gets it in the media, it's the headlines everywhere, and it starts really propelling this notion that this is coming, which what that's going to do to the average black person is, hey, I got a $150 million check coming to me, you know? Nothing will cause more divide than promoting into the black people's mind in this country that they're fixing to all be super wealthy like, Dr. Dre or some kind of famous rapper or something.
Right. Well, the mainstream media is Black Lives Matter and the rest of it. And, you know, I just heard that vote when you said 7-0 in the city council of Asheville or whatever that is. That's going to be you watch all over the country. When they start doing votes for city councilors or for like throughout the states or whatever, hey, if somebody, even if they, right now I think the latest poll was 75% against it, but that's no barrier. If these votes are going to be started, head counts are actually going to be started taken. And some of these city councilors or some of these, you know, people in these state houses and stuff are going to vote against it, they're going to be called racist. So they're going to be, because that's the worst thing, right? They are going to vote, even if they have to hold their nose, they're going to vote for this stuff. And It's going to go through. There's no doubt about it. I mean, and there's more, you know, talking about before, there's more crime in affluent black neighborhoods like in Atlanta and in D.C. than there are in the poorest white neighborhoods in Appalachia and stuff. So it doesn't matter how much money these blacks have. They are going to, not only blacks, but, you know, listen, even the Mexicans don't really want them in their country. And the Mexicans are no angels either. They're about maybe a third in the crime in every bad category of the blacks. But they don't want them in the area either. So, I mean, it's a clown. That stuff, that email that you sent, I mean, that email that you sent, sorry about that, that the Army sent, MSNBC and CNN could never have collaborated. The most radical people of those, they couldn't have collaborated for that. If that isn't truly the case, the military and the country's lost.
I know. That story right there, which I was just astounded when I found it on Breitbart. It wasn't up in the headlines. It was down in the bottom, and I read it. And I read that list. I was like, you know, if that doesn't give you a sense of all is lost in this country, yeah, as far as our government and in cahoots, the Democrats and Republicrats in cahoots with the media, it is, and now the military. I mean, and we've seen it. You know, Daryl, we've seen the FBI. What they don't focus on Black Lives Matter or Antifa being a terrorist group. Yeah, they're out searching. They're searching for the lone white supremacist somewhere that supposedly runs amok everywhere you look. But it's so untrue.
Right. The FBI is now completely, it's been for a while, but it's completely a political organization. When they have to do something, you know, for the country, for the majority, they'll do it. But for the most part, when they have their own time, it's a political and left wing political. I mean, there's a lot of people from Aaron Lopez's tribe in that now, and obviously that's the case. I'll just leave you with this before I leave. With all this bad news, if anyone wants to laugh their heads off for about 3 hours, go to BitChute, and I know there's been in the news over the last week or so. There's this guy named Catboy Cammy. He has a black face, and people appear on screen with him out of the blue and see him, and he confronts them and speaks like a black. It's absolutely hilarious. So if you want to put all this bad news behind you for a few hours and laugh your head off, Catboy Cammy on BitChute, or there's other things to do. And thanks, Farron. I mean, you need to get your show longer. This is just not enough, and thanks again.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for the kind words. I did have, you know, and this is my fault. I had 3 hours on Saturday mornings. It used to be 8 to 11 Central. And then I moved to night. And then when I moved back to the morning, I had to take a two-hour time slot. But I did like the three-hour time slot, I'll be on. David in Boston and Tony in Chicago. David, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Morning, Simon. Good morning, Simon. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, regarding reparations for the blacks, let's keep first things first. Before the blacks get their reparations, I demand reparations. I demand reparations for all the white men and boys and white women that have been raped in and out of prison. I demand reparations, Farron. These blacks aren't getting one red cent until the white man gets reparations. Thousands upon thousands of us have been raped by those black savages. What do you think about that?
Well, I hadn't quite heard it put that way, but, I mean, you know, you can look at the FBI, federal government statistics. You hear them mentioned occasionally of you know, I think it's about 30,000 white women per year. Roughly, you know, don't hold me exactly that figure, but roughly, are raped by black men. And it's almost statistically zero how many black women are raped by white men. And I know people hate to hear those type of facts, but that is just the facts that the government has put out. So, I mean, there's validity until you're – I've never heard that term reparations, but I find that interesting. And the other thing – hey, let me get your take. What about the $6.2 quadrillion? Would you want to address that? The $151 million, David, that the Mayor's Association says would be the proper amount of money to bestow on people that have never been slaves by people that have never owned slaves.
Well, Farron, I'd like to say one or two things, but before you let me go, let me get to my main point today. Reparations came up, and it kind of sidetracked me from the main point I want to make today. But let me say this, Farron, and I think this will resonate with a large percentage of your audience. Years, I lived up in Alaska for years, and every summer, Pastor Earl Jones from Deming, New Mexico, and Ted Wine from Scotts Bluffs, Nebraska, and Pastor Pete Peters from Colorado there. What is it, Port, whatever. Anyways, from Port of Colorado or whatever, PP. But we used to look forward every summer. They used to come up for about a week, and we'd go up in the land of the midnight sun, up into a high mountain wilderness lake, and we'd build a bonfire, and Pastor Peters and Pastor Earl Jones and everything who stormed the beaches at Normandy. You didn't find a more tougher patriotic guy than Earl Jones at Deming, New Mexico. But we used to do the baptisms in the lake, the total immersion. And Pete used to baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, not this baloney Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I don't want to get sidetracked with religion, but my point is, years ago, Pete wrote a book. And if patriots had paid more attention to it, it was a very easy read, but it was called America the Conquered. Do you happen to remember that book, Farron, by Pastor Pete Peters, America the Conquered?
I don't believe I do, but go ahead, David.
Yeah. So yeah, he said we were conquered, or already conquered. So maybe this I can get to my main point. Pete was spot on. He was a one tough cowboy. But he had a great intellect and everything. He wasn't a dumb cow. He was a tough cowboy, but he wasn't a dumb cowboy. Let me tell you. And God rest his soul. I'm sure him and Pastor Jones are in heaven, you know. And maybe they're disgusted at everything that they were aware of up there. But anyways, Simon, I want to give this warning out. And I know I'm very often misunderstood, but they're using the Hegelian dialectic on us. And Pastor Peters used to always talk about this devastating weapon that they use upon us. And this is how they're using it upon the white man now. It's all dialectic, alien dialectic. What you do is you make the white people scared to death of, like, Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And you have the police and everything stand down and arrest anybody that would interfere with Antifa or Black Lives Matter and everything. But how they're using the dialectics is so that's gonna get the white people to rally all around these white race traitor skin-headed scum pigs, and then once they establish their total and complete police state, that's when we get our forced black assassinations. Just like they've killed all the babies and destroyed all the American families, don't you think for one instant that these white race traitor pig scum skin-headed scum aren't gonna? They're the ones that are going to... Who do you think is going to enforce the forced vaccinations? You think the Girl Scouts? No, it's going to be these white race traitor pigs. So my point is, people might say, well, how come you're not against the black kids? Or how come you're not against Black Lives Matter? No, the greatest threat to the white man is these white race traitor pigs. Even Abraham Lincoln said, no foreign army will invade us or conquer America. It will be done by treason, by traitors within. If we can get the white traitor pigs off of our neck, we can deal with Antifa. We can deal. Black Lives Matter and Antifa would run like scared rabbits from white men, armed white men. It's just these white race traitor pigs are always on the side of all of our enemies. If I can just close one last thought, fam, and there's so much to talk about, but when you go into these pigsties, at least up here in New England and everything, and I'm sure it's pretty much all around the country, you go into these pigsties, okay? Otherwise, you know what? It's police headquarters or something. And they have all this literature out that these Jewish lesbians put this literature out in the police stations. And it's all about this domestic abuse and how, and just have you been dominated by a man? And that's the only literature they have out. It's all this stuff about these women that are being abused and everything. And these women are coached to go down and take out restraining orders. And all these courtrooms now have a special section for restraining orders. And I can't tell you how many men I know that they had to turn in all their weapons. That's the key way that they disarm the white man. With they give out these restraining orders like cotton candy at the county fair. And then the white man has to turn in all...
Thank you so much, David. The Breaks got you, and we'll come back with Tony, then Art and Jay. Everybody stay in place, and Art, you should have that video. I just sent it to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back on the alternative media fan in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in, we have got Tony in Chicago, then Art and Jay coming up. Tony, how are you doing, sir?
Yep, Farron, we got to do something big, and we got to do it now. Okay, time. We don't have any time. The time has run out. Could you please go to? I'm going to get to the point. Could you please go to vaccinehoax.com? Could you pull that up on your screen? Vaccinehoax.com, and I'll continue talking while you look at that, okay, while you pull it up. I've got on the front page, there's the Drudge Siren, and then the speakers wake up now and spread the word far and wide. Dr. Judy Mikovits, parentheses, former protege of Dr. Anthony Fauci, states, semicolon, 50 million Americans may die from taking the COVID-19 vaccine. Explanation point, it's right on the front page. I suggest that after you take these calls that are lined up in the queue, if you don't have any calls, please play this 2-minute and 29 second video. It will blow you away, and it will blow people away out there. Okay, right below that, you have Florida motorcycle crash death counted as coronavirus test. Okay, it's right there. People watch this 3 minute and 17 second video. Okay, it's Fox News somewhere in Orlando. They are lying their teeth out about these numbers. These numbers in the second wave are a hoax. It's right there, okay? And then we have Illinois Health Director, along with 666 Kabbalist, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, explain, agree that COVID-19 is all a 666 New World Order hoax. And I've talked about that video before where the Illinois Health Director says they're just stamping COVID on just about anybody that dies that supposedly has this whatever this is, and the test will say that you have it even if you've had a cold in the last 10 years or had flu vaccine, so you don't have it, but they're stamped. All right, look it. I've done the math on this situation, okay? I've been out three times this week in the last 17 days, and this is not with yesterday's total. I've got almost 5,000 hits on this site. Just mentioning it on here, having it ranked on YouTube and being out six times at this intersection, okay, which there's intersections like this all over the country, and this is the old sign. This is not the new sign. There's intersections like this all over the country. I just want to go through the math, the magnitude that this could happen, where this could go, where we could start a national frenzy over this vaccine, the 50 million dead based on this Mikovits video, which I think you should play if you have time later in the hour. Okay, the sign is, and I don't have it done yet, okay, I don't have it done again because I'm running over Indiana to shop the last 3 days because it's going to be store specific now. You can't get in without a mask, and I'm panicking. Okay, COVID-19, parentheses, hoax, parentheses, vaccine. Well, alter DNA, semicolon, chip you, murder 50 million, explanation point, vaccinehoax.com. This could be put on water heater, cardboard. It could be put on, you go to furniture stores, you can get cardboard. Okay. Also, if you have a pickup truck, you go to Home Depot and get the thinnest plywood you have. You have white paint, paint it white, put that on there. I'll have that up Monday, and I'll be testing it out on the site. Just copy it. If you have a pickup truck, all right, this is the math behind this, Farron, okay? And I've actually been doing this. This is reality math. 2 hours at a busy intersection off of the interstate highway or tollway during rush hour. That's 120 minutes, okay? 3 minutes at the stoplight. 3 minutes each stoplight. Okay, that's what 120 divided by three. That's 40 stoplights in 2 hours. Okay, you have two guys on each side of the street. Okay, a team of two guys. Okay, that's 4,000 cars times two. That's 8,000 cars. Okay, we get 500 teams. Okay, around the country. Okay, which I look at. It's pie in the sky, but man, considering what we're facing, 500 teams times 8,000, you do it 20 days a month because you're going to have a hard time even doing it 5 days, 2 hours at rush at these busy intersections off of interstate highways. That's 80 million cars times 2 months. That's 160 million passes by cars, okay, that are going to be pointed to this site, that 50 million are going to die from this vaccine, and then you have the videos below that the whole thing is all a crock of SH, okay? That's my plan, okay? If you're not going to do that, and right now, today, please get your address book on your email, and just email your address book, 50 million may die from COVID-19 vaccine, and then in an email put www.vaccinehoax.com, okay? I think this has the potential to start a national frenzy, okay? We need to do something now instead of just calling up and talking about what's going to happen to us, because we know what's going to happen to us. The country is going to be destroyed, and the white race is going to be targeted. Biden will 100% make you take this damn thing. Trump maybe will not make you take it. Not that I trust him for anything, but you're better off with Trump. I think we all have to agree on this. So that is my plan. If you notice on the top of the site, right under the vaccines button, the red button, I have added 666 Beast. And I'm going to work on that page. That's my plan, Farron. I don't know what else you can do. You need to start a national frenzy, and you do it through 50 million are going to die. That's all I have to say. I've been out three times. I'm going to go to Indiana after this thing to do more shopping, and I'm going to be doing on a major thoroughfare on Indiana. If we had that 500 teams, I did the math, man. You do 160 million cars in 2 months. This is, dude, if you had 1,000, I doubt if you can. I don't even know if you get 500. People are so chicken SH, okay, to do this. But
let me do this, Tony. I got your video, and I got two callers on hold. I'm going to do my best to play. I'm going to do my best to play that. Let's go to Art in Georgia, then we got Jay, and then if I've got time, I will play. It is 2 minutes and 29 seconds. Go to vaccinehoax.com. He is doing a lot of work right there. Go ahead, Art. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Fern, you know, when you were talking about earlier, when you were doing the military letter of this white supremacy warning sign kind of things that you were talking about there, it got me thinking about, remember back when they first started coming out with things like, we got more than 7 days worth of food in your house? You know, if you look at your watch, if you use binoculars, and just very stupid things like this that, you know, these are potential domestic terrorists. And you go through the 21
report.
FBI.
A Ron Paul bumper sticker. Go ahead.
Ron Paul bumper sticker, all that. You remember, as you're doing this new military email that went out of these things, you know, these warning signs, if you will, you know, it got me thinking about that. And then I remembered a document I found several days ago. It's put out by the Kalel Jameson Consulting Group. And the name on it is Judith H. Katz, copyright 1990, all rights reserved. And it's headlined, Some Aspects and Assumptions of White Culture in the United States. And there are some things on here that are actually quite interesting. And it says, while different individuals might not practice or accept all of these traits, they are common characteristics of most United States white people most of the time. And here are some of the things that they say are warning signs of white supremacy. Rugged individualism, being self-reliant. The individual is the primary unit. That's just one thing right there. Competition, be number one. Win at all costs, as long as you're playing fair, except in war, all things are fair. You know, with justice, we base our justice on the English common law. Our communication skills are using the King's English rules. You know, time. We, as a white culture, we adhere to a rigid time schedule. We view time. Do you not view your time as valuable? Of course. You know, family structure. The nuclear family. Father, mother, couple children, a dog and a cat. These are all warning signs of white supremacy. I want to know exactly what's, and I didn't even begin, I haven't even touched on what they get into when they talk about religious beliefs. These are bad things, wanting to keep to a time schedule, viewing my time as a commodity, being self-reliant, believing that the individual is more important than the collective. They talk about property. We put heavy value on ownership of goods and space and property. Well, hell, if you go back to, oops, there's that old English law, William Blackstone, who talked about liberty. The truest expression of liberty was the ownership of property. Well, gee golly, you know. I guess I should be ashamed I own property now. I mean, this is what they're talking about, the warning signs of white supremacy.
Silence is violence. So, you know, they have actually set a standard, unfortunately, and I think more and more people are recognizing this, to where if you don't submit and comply with the views of Black Lives Matter, and you oppose any of this, that is violence, not going along, and then that condones them to beat you up. And now that we've recognized that the courts, the judges, the FBI, the media, the Republicans and the Democrats aren't going to do anything about it. I mean, some Republicans might pay a little useless lip service. We are seeing the direction that this thing has taken us, Art, and it is a very ugly place for the most part. I mean, I know there's on this broadcast we talk about the plight of white people and the problems with the race and whatnot, but you know, actual white supremacist, in my opinion, is a very small segment of society, and they're not doing anything. They're not. Charlottesville ended them going organizing, and not even Charlottesville wasn't white supremacist. I mean, there might have been a few there, but the majority of that was just white nationalists and people that was concerned about Confederate monuments. Well, let me do this, Art. Let me give you the last word. I'm going to get J.O., and I'm going to try to play this Judy Mikovits clip before the end of the broadcast.
Okay, well, you know, thinking about it's amazing how it's a racist thing when white people arm themselves and march on the Capitol because they're sick and tired of being made prisoners in their own home, told they can't work and support their families. These people are racist, but we can have a virtual army of armed black people walking through Stone Mountain area claiming, "I vow to defend the black nation." Yeah, okay. But that's okay. That's okay. Just, you can't be white and protest with guns, but you can be black and protest with guns. Let's not forget this. Hey, thanks, Larry, and have a great one.
Total hypocrisy. I sent you the Army link, too. Hopefully you got that. If you didn't, let me know. Jay in Florida, patiently holding. Thank you for holding, sir. What's on your mind today?
Well, good morning, Farron. You had mentioned that I was promoting a documentary entitled Head of the Snake, and it's really a fantastic documentary about how basically, the Jewish intelligence service, the Mossad, has been using blackmail through people like Jeffrey Epstein. But all you got to do is Google Head of the Snake. But there's a video game or something called Head of the Snake. So you also have to add in to Head of the Snake Wexner, Maxwell, Mossad, and Mega Group Exposed. And it's really quite an eye-opener. And by the way, our show from Monday, July 13th, sort of went down the memory hole because I kind of crossed the line when we were discussing the black militia that was in Stone Mountain. I made the comment that it would only take one grenade or mortar round to take care of them. I didn't mean that. I would do that literally, or I advocated anyone to do that. It was just a comment of how easy it would be to disrupt them. But I don't want to dwell upon that. But this Head of the Snake documentary, it's got a lot of important things. For instance, it's got this woman named Katie Johnson. Interview with her, and she claims to have been raped by Donald Trump. And I got a feeling that this could be becoming more prominent as we approach Election Day, because they're going to want to try to do whatever they can to smear Trump. And that could be the reason why Ghislaine Maxwell finally did get arrested. Because they may be using her right now, giving her a deal that will lighten your sentence or whatever if you just back up this story about Trump raping this woman, Katie Johnson.
Yeah, I think that's a possibility too. I do find it very odd that through this arrest, mugshots, all this, no news media whatsoever is showing a single picture of Ghislaine Maxwell. All you're seeing is a artist rendition. And as I've said on here before, her father, Robert Maxwell, Hyman Hawk, a state funeral by Israel at his passing, which his death was very strange. So it is a, it is amazing the hypocrisy that we're seeing, and then, you know, bringing about the reparations. But this past week, you said one day, I can't remember which day, but you said diversity creates adversity. And I thought, you know, that's really a good line, and it's so true. I mean, we see it. The prisons prove it, the way people in prison self-segregate. But I thought that was a pretty clever line.
Well, and you could even, you know, the Bible has an example in the Tower of Babel. Now, I think the lesson was that man was becoming too arrogant, building a tower to heaven. So God gave everybody a different language so that they were all like, they couldn't communicate with each other. And that's an example of diversity brings about adversity.
Well, it's true. It's true, Jay. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to try to fit this Dr. Judy Mikovits in that Tony was talking about. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Oh, just to go back to this documentary again, Head of the Snake. I mean, it's got some other things that are important, like one of the poor white girls that Epstein and Maxwell were using as a sex slave apparently, Wexner's headquarters was in Columbus, Ohio, and there was a Jewish country club that, yeah.
I got music. I'll talk about it on the other side of the break. We're going to play the clip. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, we're back to the alternative media, and what Jay was talking about, the video, the head of the snake, and he gave a little more detail how you can find it. If you want to see how a black male pedophile ring operating at the highest levels of the federal government worked, watch that video. I mean, it is a lot of information, and it really gives you pause on the corruption level of the government of the United States. Okay, here we go. We're going to play the Dr. Judy Mikovits, 50 Million Americans Will Die. Go ahead and play that video, please, Kim.
The vaccines, right? They're pushing Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, they're pushing this mandated vaccine. What would happen if they were successful in this current vaccine schedule and in mandating it?
If they were successful in mandating it for everyone, at least 50 million Americans would die, probably from the first dose.
That is incredible. And they know this. You're saying that they know this.
Know this. Because those are the contaminant, those are the vaccine injured. 50 million Americans have the gamma retroviruses we discovered that were coming through vaccines in a contaminated blood supply. And these are the clinical symptoms we're seeing. And so they are going to bury the evidence and kill the victims, you know, and call it COVID-19. This is what, you know, I'm trying to say. They know this. And that's why he's in such a hurry to do it. Once it's in there, you can't get it out of there. And these are the victims. These are our military. These are our first responders. These are our lab workers and our healthcare workers. They will be the first victims.
I mean, this is criminal.
It is criminal. There are 100 vaccines on the schedule and 110 planned, and never have they been tested together. And when they combine them, they combine the contaminants. They add more contaminants because, for instance, there's a vaccine called Twinrix, hepatitis A and hepatitis B. They don't develop them together, which is the right way to purify. They just make one, make the other, and throw the whole gamish in you. They never look at what the interactions are. Never do we consider the blood pressure medicine and all the other medicines that the elderly are on. No elderly person should ever get a vaccine of any kind. In fact, nobody should get a vaccine of any kind if they want to be healthy in this country. And that's what I hope President Trump will just, a five-year moratorium on all vaccines until the vax unvax study, till every safety test is done, everything. And that'll take a lot longer than 5 years. And you know what we'll get? We'll get healthy kids. We'll get our lives back. We'll realize that you know, we're not healthy. People don't make people sick.
All right, I believe that is it. That is Dr. Judy Mikovits. Again, vaccinehoax.com. You can go there if you want to share that. Look over the website. Tony's really doing a good job there, so I appreciate that that was able to work, that we were able to get that in. And just to give you some idea, I mean, right now there's a headline on Breitbart, and I heard someone talking about this week, but an individual who was killed in a fatal motorcycle crash in Florida was recently listed as COVID-19 death for the Sunshine State. So, I mean, these stories just continue. We got people calling into major radio shows saying they're nurses. They send them off to be tested. They never used them. They come back positive, and they never were pushed in anyone's nose. We're out of time for today. Until next week, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Blade. Slapping the dust with his dark eyes, red with the sun. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.